You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And I tell you what, I hope that's exactly what you're having so far at any rate. It's only 7 o'clock, but a very good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to today's breakfast show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. It is Thursday. Whipping through the week, aren't we? It is Thursday. It is the 15th of February. Let's take a look. We've got a very important birthday today. If you want to go back in time, if you want to go back to the year 1564, Galileo Galilei. Was born on this day, just commonly known as Galileo, Italian physicist, mathematician and astronomer who played a major role in the scientific revolution. His achievements include improvements to the telescope and consequent astronomical observations. Stephen Hawking says that Galileo, perhaps more than any other single person, was responsible for the birth of modern science. Modern, see, going back to the 1500s. Brilliant.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Stay home if you want to.
There we go. Starting us off on this Thursday morning. That's the sound of DNCE. TV in the morning. You can watch TV, but you can't beat radio. So he says. Anyway, starting us off this morning, that's the clean version. I love the way they changed that to pluck. Just the poultry change. Time on the Breakfast Show, 7 after 7. Go and Supertramp and give a little bit. 11 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, what have we got for you this morning? No Dr. Computer, he can't make it, unfortunately, today. When he's available on Thursday, we do try and talk tech. Might have a little rummage and see if we can find any techie stories for you this morning. Got a guest coming in the last hour of this morning's program, special guest coming in, so what we're going to do is tell you a little bit about that a little bit later. Great music, of course, going right through till 8 o'clock this morning. 10 o'clock this morning. Short day, short program. We'll also be checking in with Ingrid, of course, and chatting with Yasmin as well.
Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue. He knew right then he was too far from home.
There we go with Mr. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band and Hollywood Nights. Released back in 1978, second single off of the album, Strangers in Town. Bob Seger said the chorus just came into my head. I was driving around in the Hollywood Hills and I started singing Hollywood Nights. Holiday Hills, above all the lights, Hollywood Nights. Then quickly went back and made a record. There we go. And the rest is history. Time on the Breakfast Show for us to do this. Yep, it is, we're about a minute and a half late, I'm afraid. 16 and a half minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, here on the Breakfast Show. Of course, shower time. And the thing to do, well, I know, just have a shower, but also, no twisting by the pool if you're in a hotel. And twisting by the pool. Hope that got you going this morning. Anyway, let's get you going to wherever it is you're going on this Thursday morning. And yeah, this week is flying by, isn't it? Anyway, I hope you all got back safely. I know a lot of you were on the road yesterday, making your way back into town. And thank you for the messages we got from you all, which is all very nice. So now's the way you go. You've got a couple of days, really, to just sort of get yourself sorted out and settled in for the rest of the week, today and tomorrow, and then it's a weekend. Right, I was just saying to Yasmin here about our guest coming in the last hour of this morning's programme. Very, very interesting guy. This is Yafis Quintero Gonzalez. And he's coming in to chat with us. Got a very, very interesting story. I'm not going to go into it too much. He has been doing a performance with the support of the Mac Museum. And it's a very, very interesting concept. So we'll be chatting with him later on this morning, in the last hour of this morning's programme. Always trying to keep you entertained here on The Breakfast Show. Well, we do our best at any rate. Let's get back to the music. This is Own Paul.
You're my baby.
Thank you. Hey, why don't you join in with us on The Breakfast Show? Always love to hear from you. You can just say,
hello.
Or you can ask for a piece of music.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on.
Or send an emoji. The number, the WhatsApp number is 677-18822. Got that? Say, siete, siete, uno, ocho, ocho, ventidos. Always want to hear from you on the show. Or you can give Yasmin a call on the landline on 223-5162. Remember, The Breakfast Show. It's your show.
Anybody out there? Come here. Don't touch that dial.
I feel so lucky loving her. Tell me what else is magic for. She thinks it's better left unsaid.
All good loving.
says we're not responsible. She thinks with her chin up. She always makes some common sense, always knows just what to say. She always takes me unawares in less time than it takes to fall. I'm here and there you are. We never fought in any way.
She makes my day, and that is Robert Palmer. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're making our way to half past the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with you in just a few seconds' time.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
How about this? Live music while you dine. Visit Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Put this in your diary, Thursday the 15th, Bossa Nova with Papito do Carmo. Friday the 16th, Jazz Night with Timber Jazz. And Saturday the 17th, it's Opera Pop with tribute to Il Volo. Book now at 69745214. Again, 69745214.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. WAVE Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With WAVE's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 6498 2703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yappy's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
Join us February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival in Buenaventura, where for 4 days, we're bringing you 9 incredible events with 20 performances that'll have you grooving all weekend long. We're bringing you a lineup of award-winning talent that will have you dancing the weekend away. So come and bask in the cool summer breeze under the shade of the Kurutu tree and enjoy the sensational music at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival. It's an experience you won't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.meeventos.com and search for Beaches.
Show. It's better than coffee.
Thank you.
And there we go, two in a row for you there. And we started off, of course, back in 1999. I was thinking perhaps we'd have a bus that could take us back in time. That would be rather nice, wouldn't it? So, that was the first one from Prince, of course, 1999. And that last one, that was Walking on Sunshine by Rocker's Revenge. They were a studio musical project assembled by producer Arthur Baker back in 1982. And the group is most remembered by their 1982 post-disco hit, when we just played Walking on Sunshine, which peaked at number one on the US dance chart and number four in the United Kingdom. But don't forget, still to come on the programme this morning, in the last hour today, we're going to be talking to our special guest. That is Jafis Quintero, a Panamanian artist. He was born here in 1973 in La Chorrera. Had an interesting life. He had to do a 10-year prison sentence in Costa Rica. And this is where he learnt about art. He was taught by a gentleman called Haru Wells, who believed that art could be an effective substitute for crime. And he's gone on to do extremely well. He has got his art in many private collections and has exhibited in many, many places around the world. So that's going to be an interesting little chat for the last hour of this morning's program. And I tell you what, don't forget, if you're looking for somewhere to go, somewhere to enjoy yourself, a night meal, don't forget our friends at Italiano, Salotto Italiano. How about this? Live music while you dine. Visit Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Put this in your diary, Thursday the 15th, Bossa Nova with Papito do Carmo. Friday the 16th, Jazz Night with Timber Jazz. And Saturday the 17th, it's Opera Pop with tribute to Il Volo. Book now at 69745214. Again, 69745214. And there you go. What goes with great food? Great music. Go and check them out. Italiano. Salotto Italiano. That's in Plaza 76. Treat yourself. Have a great night out. Wind down after carnival. Hazel Dean and Heart First.
I feel him watching me, wanting me, waiting for the perfect opportunity. The moment's here and now, but he's losing ground, thinking that a better time might come around. Don't anticipate a cold reaction when you feel that. But I heard him say softly, excuse me, why don't you stay? And so we talked a while, and then I saw him smile, and I let the boy set my heart on fire. Why would you ever wanna fight this feeling? Just let go and send your
There we go, yes, Harper's from Hazel Dean. I'll tell you what, our next one's taking us back in time. Dave D. Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch. Better work for our money in those days, you know. Xanadu. Let's have a whip round. What do you think? There we go with Xanadu, Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch. I told you, no stage, just to earn a living. They were active during the 1960s, formed in a place called Salisbury in the United Kingdom in 1964. Their novel names, Zany Stage Act and Lund Dress Sense, or Lurid Dress Sense as well, helped propel them to chart success with a string of hit singles penned by songwriters like Ken Howard and Alan Blakely, including Hold Tight, Bend It, Zabadak, and of course that one we just played was Xanadu. And in those days, by the way, we had to say the full name. It was Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch. Not like today when you could say Dave D, well, you could say DDD, BM and T, couldn't you? Sounds like a sandwich. DDD, BM and T. No, not like NKOTB. You kids on the block. Here they are with Salt and Pepper. Rick Astley. Bring back the time.
Tonight, we play it in your mind. yesterday. We had that secret place where we would hide. Count the stars in the sky, and the promises we made were for life.
New Kids on the Block, together with Salt and Pepper, En Vogue, and Rick Astley on that one. Bring back the time. Don't we all wish? And that's it. That's brought us to, that's brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
How about this? A rich week of musical events at Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Put these in your diary. Wednesday, the 21st of February, Bolero Night, with the Trio Caribe. Thursday the 22nd is Jazz Night with Alex Testa Trio, and on Friday the 23rd is Jazz Night with Wichy Lopez Quartet. Saturday 24th, Opera Pop with a tribute to Il Volo. So book now. Where? 6974-5214. 6974-5214.
Join us February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival in Buenaventura, where for 4 days, we're bringing you 9 incredible events with 20 performances that'll have you grooving all weekend long. We're bringing you a lineup of award-winning talent that will have you dancing the weekend away. So come and bask in the cool summer breeze under the shade of the Curutu tree and enjoy the sensational music at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival. It's an experience you won't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.meeventos.com and search for Beaches.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico, and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yappy's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you.
Hey, why don't you join in with us on The Breakfast Show? Always love to hear from you. You can just say,
hello.
Or you can ask for a piece of music.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on.
Or send an emoji. The number, the WhatsApp number is 677-18822. Got that? Say, 7-7-1-8-8-22. Always want to hear from you on the show, or you can give Yasmin a call on the landline on 223-5162. Remember, The Breakfast Show. It's your show.
Give you my cash back guarantees. I am
works at a bar, but she's too young to have a drink. Paying for her mother's alcohol and colored pills. Never see her father, but it's harder to believe. One night she packed her bags and ran away. Oh, now she's dancing alone. Toes bleeding out on the floor. Oh, now she's dancing alone. As she moves to Doggio.
Mr. Aidan Hoye and the Ballet Girl. And before that one was, yes, it was Dion together with Danielle Nicole. And a great track. I'm really sort of enjoying his work. I remember him from the 1960s, but I love what he's doing these days. And that was called I Aim to Please. It reminds me about a sign in a gentleman's toilet. When I was over in the UK, it says, we aim to please. You aim to please. Yes, never mind. Right, I'll tell you what, the time on The Breakfast Show, if you keep an eye on the time, we're making our way down to 24 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And I think it's about time. Let's see if we can find out what Ingrid's up to, shall we?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, what a Valentine's night that was last night. Los Nubes is next. The new name is the Windy City of Top of the Mountain. It was so windy it almost blew the cook and I right off the mountain. We had to lean into the wind. Never had so much wind, but it is windy and now it's a little rainy this morning. Well, today is also February 15th. And little shout out to my mom. Happy birthday, Mom. I love you. I'm hoping you're doing much better. When I got there 20-some days ago, my mom, I thought she was on her last leg. And since I have gotten back, she has gotten so much better. Now she's doing things that she used to do, and I'm very proud of her. So happy birthday, Mom. Love you, love you, love you. So not only Chelsea and I are sitting in the car because at least if I was outside, it would be too windy. If I was in the, we're in Container Hotel. It's in the sound inside the Container Hotel. I don't know that it would be so fun for me to record in there, but oh my goodness, it is just windy, breezy, rainy. Yeah, it's not summer here. It's the rainy season up here. But it was a beautiful, we had a lovely lunch yesterday. The cook had taken me out for Valentine's Day. Very sweet, very loving, very, very nice, and had a great meal. Chelsea is always, of course, very popular up here. Everybody knows her. The man who runs the hotel, he's always like, oh, hi, Chelsea. What was your name? It's like when they know your dog's name, but they don't know you. Right, Chelsea? Say, Ray, I'm right here with you. Yes, you are. So we came out to go for a little walk to do the doggy do business and decided to come into the car to make this little recording to say, good morning, Panama. I am so glad to be home, especially after all that's happened over the last few weeks, and glad to be in Panama. Thank you for accepting me back here. All right. So until next time, back to you in the studio.
You turn me on, you lift me up, like the sweetest cup I share with you. You lift me up, don't you ever stop, I'm here with you. Now it's all or nothing, cause you say you follow through. You follow me, and I follow.
What you gonna do when things go wrong? What you gonna do when it all cracks up? What you gonna do when love burns down? What you gonna do when the flames go up? Who's gonna come and turn the tide? What's it gonna take to make a dream survive? Who's got the time to come storm aside? Who's gonna save you? Thank you.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
You said I could be the one. I knew it was me from the jump. You sound so sure of yourself. Only time will tell. What if I don't need your expectations? Will you still feel the way you feel? I'm so young, you gotta stop. I think you need to chill. Let me live a little, then be all up in my grill. Baby, what's the deal? If I'm being real, I just need to breathe now, baby. You think you're right, but what if you're wrong? I can't even lie. It's getting heavy having to be strong. You said I could be the one. Sound so sure of yourself. Only time will tell. You say I'm one of a kind. Think that I'm gonna change your life. You think you know me so well. Only time will tell. I've been so busy minding my business. I wish you'd listen, maybe then we could do much better. It's too soon, forever. I still can't figure out what I need. Yeah, you think you're right, but what if you're wrong? I can't even lie. It's getting heavy having to be strong. Said I could be the one. Knew it was me from the jump. You sound so sure of yourself. Only time will tell.
And it is called The Time Will Tell. That is Seko. And that's brought us time-wise. We are 25 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. And right, and let me see. Oh, the one before that, Simple Minds, and Alive and Kicking, the symphonic version. Right, taking a look at people with birthdays on today's date, the 15th of February. A good gentleman here, his name is Sir Ernest Shackleton. He was born back in 1874. He was an Anglo-Irish explorer who was one of the principal figures of the period known as the Heroic Age of Antarctic Exploration. In January of 1909, he and three companions made a southern march which estimated a record farthest south latitude. This was at 88 degrees 23 minutes south. And that was geographical miles, by the way. That was 114 statute miles. It was 97 geographical miles. This was from the South Pole. Now, by far, the closest convergence in exploration history up to that time. And for this achievement, Shackleton was knighted by King Edward VII on his return home. El Príncipe de Canción, one of my favorite artists. Jose, Jose. This track off of the album Distancia, Tristeza de Gris.
Lluvia de esta triste tarde gris golpea en mi ventana. Las ganas de volver a ser feliz me hacen pensar en ti. Momentos que a tu lado yo viví pasan en caravana.
detalles que jamás podré olvidar, que tuve y que perdí. La lluvia de esta triste cara de gris invita a recordarte. Las ganas de tenerte y no poder me dan pena de mí. La lluvia continúa y yo pensando en ti. Llueve y estoy sin tu amor, sin poder abrazarte. Llueve y no puedo sentir el calor de tu piel. Llueve y no puedo evitar el querer recordarte, el pensar en amarte. Si pudiera otra vez.
Esta triste tarde gris invita a recordarte.
Las ganas de tenerte y no poder me dan pena de mí. La lluvia continúa y yo pensando en ti. Y estoy sin tu amor, sin poder abrazarte. Llueve y no puedo sentir el calor de tu piel. Llueve y no puedo evitar el querer recordarte, el pensar en amarte. Si pudiera otra vez. La lluvia de esta triste tarde gris invita a recordarte. Las ganas de tenerte y no poder me dan pena de mí. La lluvia continúa y yo pensando en ti.
Do like that one. Jose and Triste Tarde, Greece. What do you think of my Spanish? Yes.
Very good.
I love it. That's off an album called Distancia. I remember buying that some time ago and loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love his songs. So,
anyway, how was yesterday?
Yesterday, what I did, I just went to the gym, I guess, and work.
Oh, that was it then?
Yes.
You just guess. And what do you got today?
Today, there's a new theater that's going to open.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm going to the opening, yes.
Oh, okay. This is like an on-stage theater, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Where's that going to be?
Don't ask me. I have to read the invitation again. I'll tell you more tomorrow.
It's a tough life, isn't it? Yes. And we got a guest, because you met our guest.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I had a meeting with him, and he's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love what he's doing at MAC. Let me see him. Well, together with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it's going to be very nice, this interview.
Yeah, no. I mean, I know because you sent me the video.
Mm-hmm.
And I love what it's got because it's sort of got this wooden bench with a wheel at one end, like what we would call a wheelbarrow, and you sort of pick it up at the other end and wheel it through, and it's already got a parasol on top.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sits there and it was escucha me, or escucha, so it listens to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So today it's going to be reversed. I should just sit here with my T-shirt on.
Oh, yes.
Yes, talk. I'll listen. Yeah. But no, he's going to be very, very, because a very, very interesting history, because, you know, he went to prison and that's where things turned around for him. And it's going to be a very interesting story. And his work has been exhibited all over the world.
Excellent.
And he's got pieces in private collections.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really saying something. So we'll be chatting with our guest in the last hour of this morning's program. And and then you're going to leave with him, aren't you?
Oh yes, because the president of Fundación Oídos Vivir offered him a free hearing test.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
because of course he needed. You know, he's listening to everybody, and we have to make sure he really listens.
So just nodding his head, you know. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yes, that would be me. Yeah, I know what you mean. Oh no, it's terrible.
Yeah, that is so kind.
Yeah, never
from
mind.
Her, you know.
Yeah. So it's gonna be a really interesting interview, and that's with Jeffy's Quintero, and Panamanian, born here, but he's living in Switzerland. So must be money in it somewhere. You know, I think you know, we should forget the program. Forget it completely. Just get a wheelbarrow and sit in it and let people talk to us. We'll just put that on air.
Or you can talk to everybody in English so everybody can learn.
Including me. Know what I mean? Oh, wonderful. Look, enjoy your day.
Thank you.
And you can tell us all about the theatre tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
And we'll look forward to our interview in the last hour of this morning's programme, probably in around about, oh, half an hour, 20 minutes, half an hour, and then 40 minutes, something like that, when he gets in.
Yes.
Cool. All right, yes. Mm-hmm. Catch you later.
Okay.
I'm always the one to say there's nothing to be afraid of. So why, oh, why does everything change? I close my eyes, God, it's so strange. I'm scared, I'm scared of letting go. I'm prepared for what I don't know. Shouldn't be frightened, this is a precious moment. I look into her eyes, and I see my own reflection. She moves slowly out of the light. The world she knows is far from her sight. She's scared. Just 'cause I'm
Good morning, good morning, good morning to you.
Hey, why don't you join in with us on The Breakfast Show? Always love to hear from you. You can just say,
hello.
Or you can ask for Please the Music.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on.
Or send an emoji. The number, the WhatsApp number is 677-18822. Got that? 677-18822. Always want to hear from you on the show, or you can give Yasmin a call on the landline on 223-5162. Remember, The Breakfast Show, it's your show. Well, it goes out one way, and the song, you probably guessed it by now, Cutie Pie. We're coming up to 9 minutes before the top of the hour. Don't forget, if you missed news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. Now, Rowena and Phil, they got me a little piece yesterday. I thought this was really quite fun. First, there were cafes that allowed pets. Then came the cat cafes, where lattes took second place to feline interaction. The latest craze in Japan, wait for it, the pig cafe. It was wonderful, very relaxing and enjoyable, said Brad Loomis, a software engineer from Pullman, Washington, after visiting Tokyo's Me Pig Cafe with his 21-year-old daughter, Paige. Says they were among dozens of customers on a recent morning taking selfies and breaking into huge smiles. The pigs, a miniature breed, trotted about the room looking for a cozy lap to cuddle up. The pigs are surprisingly quiet, although they do snort now and then. They don't like to be alone, making for great companionship, unlike the stereotype. They're very clean and don't smell. Customers pay about 2,000 yen, that's about $15, for the first 30 minutes in the company of the pigs. A reservation is required. Each pig is unique. Each one has his or her own personality. And you may notice that one may be strong-headed and another may be gentle, said Shiho Kitagawa, an executive at MePig, who refers to the pigs at Butasan, using a honorific. So there we go, that's it. If you fancy spending some time with the pigs in a cafe, off you go.
Breakfast show. It's better than coffee.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the morning.
How about this? Live music while you dine. Visit Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Put this in your diary, Thursday the 15th, Bossa Nova with Papito do Carmo. Friday the 16th, Jazz Night with Timber Jazz. And Saturday the 17th, it's Opera Pop with tribute to Il Volo. Book now at 6974-5214. Again, 6974-5214.
Join us February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival in Buenaventura, where for 4 days, we're bringing you 9 incredible events with 20 performances that'll have you grooving all weekend long. We're bringing you a lineup of award-winning talent that will have you dancing the weekend away. So come and bask in the cool summer breeze under the shade of the Curutu tree and enjoy the sensational music at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival. It's an experience you won't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.meeventos.com and search for Beaches.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you.
Hey, why don't you join in with us on The Breakfast Show? Always love to hear from you. You can just say,
hello.
Or you can ask for Please the Music.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on.
Or send an emoji. The number, the WhatsApp number is 677-18822. Got that? Say 777-1888. Always want to hear from you on the show, or you can give Yasmin a call on the landline on 223-5162. Remember, The Breakfast Show, it's your show.
Who were leaving for the coast
I just hope that you rest and you're free up, but still where it is. Went to the block, you right there just to build
when
you a bridge,
y'all. When your tears are in your, I will dry them. I'm on your side.
And there we go. Two in a row. That last one, actually, is artist Paul Grenfell, and that's Bridge Over Troubled Water. I don't know how many of you remember. It was an apartment building that went up in flames because of the covering of the building. And it was called Grenfell. And that is artist for Grenfell raising money for the cause. And before that, interesting version of White A Shade of Pale by Justin Hayward. Of course, the original one by Procol Harum. Big favourite of mine, but good cover from Justin Hayward. And it is time to welcome to the studio my guest for this morning, Jaffis Cantero. Good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody.
It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
I mean, it's interesting because, you know, you just sort of came into the studio. We were chatting while those were turning on. What an interesting story you've got to tell.
Oh.
Let's go back to the beginning, because you said, you know, you were born here in Chorrera.
Yes,
right?
1973.
Right.
I am an old-fashioned man.
Old-fashioned, it's 1973. I'm not going to go to that, but 1973, a mere child. Yes, so tell us, because, you know, you're quite old, the fact you went to prison when you were young.
Yes, well, it happens to me that, I always say, normal men who happen to grow in a very abnormal place, you know, and come to a popular neighborhood. And of course, you know, you have to find a way out to, to find most of the time a parallel economy to make your living, because actually it's hard to find, even though people say, you know, otherwise. No, yes, if you're positive, well, it doesn't really happen this way in these popular places.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I end up being in prison since I was young. And I break free once, and then I moved to Costa Rica when I was 18.
So you broke out of jail from Panama.
Yes. Yeah. And then I moved to Costa Rica, you know. And over there I keep doing like illegal activities. I was robbering banks.
Mm-hmm.
And they caught me. And that was for me enough events. I mean, my life. You know, I saw myself being 20 years old, having... No, 19 years old, having 20 years of sentence, which is 13 years and 8 months, because they give you for free the weekends.
But they won't let you go out of the weekend. You can have it off, but
they give you the amount at the end. So, being there was, you find yourself in this horrific perspective, you know, and you're never going to make it, because Costa Rica, even though they said it's pura vida, can be very violent in prison.
Sure.
And also the weather, when you are in the place with 10, 20 guys and the heat and everything, people are always in a bad mood. Always someone is in bad mood, because there's a lot of people in there. And, well... There was a woman who passes away like a few years ago. She was convinced that she wanted to prove, and that she will prove, and she did, that the culture is the great or the best and the unique substitution for crime, you know, because both crime and art, they have in common the need to transgression.
And
I believe I was a transgressor who have just the option A, which was, you know, crime. But then I find out in prison, thanks to this lady, another option to be an artist, you know, and slowly on her workshops in there, because she gets she managed to get the space in there, even though administration didn't really want. I started to feel that, you know, art gave me the same emotions that crime gave me before when I was in the streets.
Okay.
So slowly I'm starting to, you know, to become... I mean, I didn't really change. I'm still, even today, the same person with different tools.
Of course,
you know,
of course.
So this is what happened. Mm-hmm. And, well, I saw one of the things that, you know, once you are in prison, nobody wants to have conscience, because conscience makes you suffer even, twice normal people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and nobody wants to be aware of who they are, where they are, everybody in dope, and they use drugs and everything. I didn't. I was reading like an existential philosophy for 10 years. All those things. So imagine, I was a kind of a, how do you say, I wanted to hurt myself. I don't know, masochist or something, but... I'm starting to have, I'm starting to be aware of who really I was, and, you know, not because of, I don't believe in art system, I believe in art. The prison system really helped.
When you started art, how did it become such an attraction for you? I mean, to get to the level you are, you have to be a good artist anyway.
Yeah.
But when did you find out this was really, you did have an aptitude for art?
I started to, this lady, she was, she knew. She felt things, you know, because, I believe you are, to become an artist, you need to exercise the intuition and the creativity, which are, for me, like a muscle, you know. The more you use them, the bigger they get.
Okay.
So she was also in this sense, so she understood a little right away, okay, maybe you have to, so she guided me. She didn't taught me art in the traditional way. She helped me to organize ideas, and you know, I'm starting to yeah, there was a point when I said, well, I want to understand if I am made for this or not. So I applied, even though I was in prison, nobody knew. Mm-hmm. I applied for the national competition, kind of a collective competition, and I won a prize. And nobody knew the artist in this. I said, but who are these guys? Where he's come from? Because nobody knew. And at the moment to receive the prize, I wasn't there because I was in prison.
Being a bit suspicious, they said, he must have stolen it.
Yes, you know, and then my well, this is going to be my new identity.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm embrace these things because instead of having years of sentence, I've started to have clubs.
Right.
So this is when I turn, you know, I find another option. And I have to tell you, since then I went and I become a very well-known artist, not only in Costa Rica or Panama, but all over the world, my New York, L.A., Berlin. How did
that come about? I mean, you know, to go from that sort of beginning and then, you know, then that first competition and getting it, how did you get on the international scene?
You have to be lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And also you have to learn how to move because our system is not an easy stuff. So let's say I am a mix. You know, I have some tool from my back, my bad profession, old profession. You know, and to be a bandit, you have to know how to move and how to find solutions very fast and quick solutions for the stuff. Mm-hmm. And the art system, sometimes you need this. And you cannot be really naive. You know, you have to be aware that you are moving in a very delicate. It's like to walk on the carpet made of eggs. You have to know how to step. And well, I applied for the Rise Academy in Amsterdam, and I get selected.
Wow.
2 years, really nice. But it was a kind of a really heavy cultural clash. I was just, you know, in prison before, and then I pop out in Amsterdam, you know, everything was so new and all these things. So but you know, since I was a man who knew how to adapt, because I was prisoner, you know, inmates, you know, they would adapt into a very harsh condition. I adapted right away, so I managed to learn the language, the English, because they speak really good English. And once it was finished, after 2 years, I decided, well, I want to stick around for a little while. And then I spent 20 years, 5 years in Amsterdam, and then I moved to Italy, and then I have to learn the language, so parlo un po' italiano, parlo italiano bene. So, because they don't speak English, but they don't speak Spanish, so, you know, and I marry, and so life has been good with me, I will say.
Of course, absolutely. Yeah. Whereabouts in Italy were you?
Huh?
Whereabouts in Italy were you?
Which place?
Yeah.
Verona, the north of Italy.
Verona?
Yes, and Torino. Verona, I love Verona.
So do I. I was there because a good friend of mine here, Dinah, she lives in Casco for half the year.
Ah.
And she has a place in Verona, in the old town, same as she does here. And I went to Verona for the first time to spend a week with her last year with my wife. And I fell in love. Verona is such a beautiful city.
You know, you have the Roman Theater near to the Adige River.
Exactly, yeah.
And then you can go, in 10 minutes, you end up in the arena, which is really good. Mm. It's like a small coliseum, but it's very well kept.
Exactly.
You know, it falls apart in the earthquake from the 1880. I don't remember exactly the year. Sure. And Piazza Vra, you know, the food, everything. I like that. So, as you can imagine, you know, I fall in love with the food, with the wine, and...
So, after getting out of jail, you started to lead a tough life. I don't know what to pick off the menu. What am I going to do?
Yeah, man, it's weird. Man, it's weird. I don't even know exactly how it happens, but, you know, that was a kind of event that, I become a writer also. I publish novels.
Yeah, a couple of books.
Yes. Now I'm about to publish my fourth book, novel. And some of them have been translated in French because I spent the last 5 years. Apparently, every time I live five years in different places, last 5 years in Switzerland, Canton de Vaud, French region, near to. And well, when I married for the third time.
Married for the third time?
Third time, yes. I've been also been busy with the...
This was for how many years? Five at a time? Or... Well, I got married in Verona, then I got married in Amsterdam.
That's weird, yeah. You know what? Maybe there is so many things, you know. There is well-known situation in a psychologic way, you know. Once you spend years in prison, you have this kind of institutionalization. So it's kind of, you are not able to identify yourself but in the place you've been, which is prison. So many people, most of the people, I will say, they do whatever it takes to return to the only place they have sense. I mean, they've done as individuals, you know, it's amazing, it's weird. And this is why I believe prison doesn't help, you know, to control,
it doesn't recuperate. You know,
not at all.
I mean, you were lucky. You were one of the ones that actually
because
did.
I found somebody who offered me another option. It was not a system. I think Freud or Nietzsche says, you know, the prisons are being created just to feel good those who stayed out. You know, it's the only purpose of prison at the end. You know, so yeah. It's
Well, we're talking with Jeffries Quintero. We're going to take a musical break, and we'll be right back.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no
If a picture paints a thousand words, why can't I paint you? Well, we've got somebody who can do just that for you. My guest, Jeffries Quintero, is with us. Now, I mean, is painting your main art form? I mean, because you do so many things. I mean, Yasmin said, do you want to see what Jeffries does? And she sent me an Instagram of you taking a wheelbarrow chair. I mean, I was absolutely fascinated. And what you just sit there and wait for people to come and chat to you.
You know, I am an artist, and to be an artist means that you can be. It's kind of to get pregnant by an idea, and this idea started to grow inside of you, and you have to be able to hear how this idea will want to come into the material right. world. Mm-hmm. So you have to find out which art disciplines are the right one to mm-hmm. give form to, mm-hmm. to this idea. Well, by the way, this last art piece that I have done in the Met Museum. In the
mm-hmm.
yes, it was called "I Listen for Free,"
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it's a performance, and it's something that's been in my head for long now. You know, being in Paris or in Rome, Berlin, wherever I've been, I always, I don't know how people approaches me and want to talk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And even though I speak a lot, I manage to hear them too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, one day I say, well, I have to do something with this because I don't know what they read in my face, but they want to talk. And, well, and, you know, and also I read Simon Bachmann or Byung-Chul Han and all those people, you know, anthropologists or philosophers who say, well, we're losing the capacity to talk,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. the dialogue, the, mm-hmm. the communication mm-hmm. Are fading away because of technology. You know, before, when we talk, you know, I'm reading your eyes, your body movement, your gestures, so many things, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. when we're communicating. With the emojis or the telephone, the text, you don't feel mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. You don't get nothing, I would say.
I mean, I couldn't agree with you more because, you know, I in business before I came to Panama, I was broking and trading in the city of London. That's what my occupation had turned out to be. And, you know, I couldn't agree with you more because our business was done then face-to-face. There was, you know, I remember I had a sign, which all that had was, little addresses, and that was about it. And that was your computer. And I think we have lost something. I think we've lost that personal contact. You know, these people that were, you know, business colleagues or whatever we used to do it, they become friends, you know. And I remember I had one trader say to me, he says, oh, you know, I only do 50 tons of gas oil a day for this one. And I said, well, how well do you know the guy? Well, I call him. I said, well, you don't know him until you sit down, have lunch with him, talk about his kids and his wife and what he does in his spare time. That's how you get to know him. And that's how he gets to know you. And that's how you get the business. And I do agree with you 100%. We're becoming isolationist.
Yes, and it's something voluntarily we're getting there, mm-hmm. actually, mm-hmm. Not knowing, really. But, you know, as you say, when you I am the kind of a man who, when I shake the hand, I also feel the pressure of mm-hmm. other mm-hmm. people's hands, and, you know, they give me information, too. So, well, I said, well, I want to do something with this, so I designed this bench, which is like a...
It's great, I love it.
Yeah, that you can move it, because wheels and things like a barrel.
It's a wheelbarrow, you garden waste around. But when I saw the video of you pushing that through, and especially with the, you know, the sunshade on the top, I thought that's absolutely brilliant. Did you make that, or did somebody make it for you?
No, the idea is totally mine, but I am really bad building things with my hands.
Okay, so
I am a disaster.
You're not a sculptor then?
Not at all. One time, you know, my mother said, hey, can you build a table for uh-huh. me to cook, to prepare the food, you know, for the kitchen? I said, well, I will. So I did something, and after my father called me, he said, Hafiz, listen, you are a criminal. I said, what? Look your mother. So she was cooking the things and she couldn't even see. She was too small for the table. I made it on my, you know, my size. So, so somebody did this bench for me, and then with umbrella and with the complicity of the Museo de Arte Contemporáneo,
mm-hmm.
I moved through the Piatonal and I invite people to come to sit and talk. Normally, and I'm aware of this, you know, people go in the barber shop
mm-hmm.
just to be here
mm-hmm.
by the guy mm-hmm. or the bartender in mm-hmm. the bar, mm-hmm. on the hairdresser, the woman. You even go in the Catholic church to confess, but you want just somebody hear you. Or, in any case, if you have money enough, you go in the psychologist or therapist and they will charge you a lot and then you will be free to talk. So I wanted to give this service as an artist for free.
Mm-hmm.
The artist who doesn't want to be just contemplate, but wants to offer a service, a real service to the public. And this is why I said, well, I want to intercept the people in the way to the supermarket or the works and give them the chance to sit for a little while with me and so and me.
Because Yasmin was telling me when she said she was talking to you and you said, well, you know, I'm not going to get many people probably. And then she said, you know, you're quite surprised about the reception you got,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was because, and you know what? Have you ever heard the expression breaking the ice?
Of course.
Well,
yeah,
there
yeah.
was no ice to break.
Yeah.
I mean, amazingly, Panamanians, they just sit and start to talk so much. And I hear fantastic tales and histories. I hear very heavy human issues, everything. Everything. There was a guy who said, you know what? We are planetaries. I said, yeah, yes. Really? Yeah, he said, but I am, you know, I am Sagittarius and you are Pisces, you see? Oh, man, it's a kind of a lot of things. And, you know, I have to tell you, I never failed. And I've been more than 20 years with kind of a success in this career.
Mm-hmm.
I never felt so much satisfied.
Uh-huh.
And it's when you work directly with the people with, and this public, these people, and it fits me.
Mm-hmm.
It's me.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, I like, you know, the museum dynamics, you know, the white cube, as they call, and the people over there and everything, but it's always the same people. And you asked me before if I do paint, I mean, I do video performance,
right.
Sculptures, I have done pictures, but the performance allows me to go and to interact with the people I like. So, let's say the streets are my atelier.
So how do you actually, I mean, do you record the conversations? I mean, how...
No.
So it's a private piece of art,
yeah.
really. You know, it's just, you're the only person that bought it. So how do you then sort of define that? Because you sit there, you talk to the various people that come up to you. So how do you put that into the definition of art?
I believe it's
because
intention.
I do it every day and it doesn't.
No, but it's an interesting question. I believe it's the intention in the action.
Mm-hmm.
It's intention and the will to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And let's say before there was, this is my personal view, but
sure.
before there was the aesthetic fact as a goal. Everybody wants to do something beautiful. You need technique. You need to be a master for that. Now, the important thing is the message. And the aesthetic is just a medium to get into the you know, into the message you want to deliver. And this is why I believe what I do is art. I want to use intuition, sensibility, and aesthetic to deliver a message, to create questions. Let's say, the other day I was speaking with somebody, there are, for me, two kind of artists. Those who stay in the eyes of the public, and those who go through the eyes into the brain of the public and deliver a question. And this is what I believe is my... I want to believe that I belong to the second... category.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure. And what is your favorite art form that you like to do the most?
Performance, I will say.
The one we were just saying that that's where you get the biggest buzz, or yeah. I mean, it must be interesting, especially when you find out all these pieces. You know, it's you should set it up in church. Oh, they already do that, don't they? You know. You know. Bless me, for I have sinned.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I find it absolutely fascinating. Of course, so much art is in the ear of the beholder. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's music or whatever. It's something that we either like or we understand or we don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I always tell the story because I find it rather amusing. It's when we were in Venice and we went to the Guggenheim.
Oh, yeah. Here,
and there's this huge painting where this guy has thrown paint at this canvas. And it's sort of, you know, just run down that thing and Somebody told me, well, that's a Jackson Pollock, and it's worth so many millions of dollars. And I'm thinking to myself, and they're not going to believe it. It was called Circumcision. You know, that's what it was called, Circumcision. And I stood there for about 10 minutes looking for a willy, and yeah. I didn't see one anywhere. But do you see what I mean? For me, personally, it didn't do anything. That's not to say it's good or bad, because I only decide what is good or bad for me, for my own taste.
Yeah.
But of course, art is a form which is, you know, completely different for everybody. Same with music.
But
you
say something very interesting, and I believe the artists do the piece, but the public are the co-author.
Exactly.
So, half and half.
They decide what it is.
Yes.
Exactly.
Because mm-hmm. once you stay, when you you are in front of the piece, you put in also in the reading of this piece, all your background,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your experience, your life, mm-hmm. and everything. So this is...
I mean, for me personally, I've got a friend, he kindly gave me one, I don't know if you know, Insano.
Mm-hmm.
I love his work.
Yeah.
And to me, but it is in the eye. I mean, how would you define your art, your painting work?
My artwork. Wow, this is how do you say it's called? Let me find. This is a good question. We are, the artist is, like me, we absorb what is our mm-hmm. social environment,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
the needs of the city or the place you grow, the things that you show. So all the things are getting inside of you. Some people talk about these things, some other people mm-hmm. write about
mm-hmm.
these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so other people trying to find other ways to communicate, because artists is our communicators. We communicate,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's
mm-hmm.
very important to communicate, and then we find a way to, and slowly you're starting to do every time more precise, and the questions you have out of your life, these personal issues, you want to universalize these things, because you want to give something to the people. So
mm-hmm.
let's say
mm-hmm.
I want to talk about love, so I will dig very deep into the root of this concept
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
find
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
you know, the most essential part of this concept, and I will bring it up, and I will use, I don't know, sound or color, whatever I feel
mm-hmm.
I can, you know, send a message that it will overcome linguistic limitations or
mm-hmm.
cultural stuff, or in a way that everybody will feel at least that I'm talking about love concepts. So I am a man who likes to communicate, and
yeah,
this is
it's
what
your
it makes me.
Your way of communicating
yeah.
your feelings or
yeah.
your perception.
Yes, the way I think life, and I feel life, let's say, also.
I mean, it's very, very interesting, because you see, we've got just a couple of minutes left, because I'm a great believer in, fate. You had
yeah.
a very, very difficult beginning, going to prison. I mean, was there any type of despair? Did you feel despair at any
time? I have been stabbed 17 times. And all those stops started in the back with the stop of a friend, one I suppose who was my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I have, I was, inner beating in the lungs. And I mean, it's been hard. And many times I thought I was not going to make it. But I have the will. I want to do something out of all these things. And
education-wise, was your education background?
Well, I always believed that
mm-hmm.
I am a kind of anthropologist,
mm-hmm.
because I was in a place surrounded by so much humankind, people,
mm-hmm.
different
mm-hmm.
human beings in a very small place. So I get to know the human being in a very essential way.
So when you look back now, I mean, in a way, it's a little bit like my situation. I was in the military until I was 23. I came out. I didn't have a clue what I was going to do. Didn't have a clue because, my education was, I left school before taking the exams, because I work on the principle of, you know, if you don't take them, you can't fail them, you know. But anyway, so I know that there's the sort of frustrations. But then one particular night I was doing my work. One particular guy came in. I asked him a question. They just started a new department. I said, oh, you know, they're looking. I said, oh, can I apply if they're looking for somebody? I said, yes. He said, and I went from basically a telex operator with a tie-dye T-shirt and a pair of blue jeans, getting a job as a broker. And, you know, your life changes so dramatically. When I think back, when I sort of look at this, I said, well, if I hadn't been there that night, if I hadn't been, or if I hadn't bothered to ask the question, if I'd been busy doing something or something, my life would have gone in a completely different direction.
Yeah, I agree. I felt the same.
You can't call it luck, but because of what happened to you, because of going to prison and meeting that lady, that was your turning point. That is the thing that, you know.
It was totally.
Yeah.
And it makes me, who am I today? You know, sometimes I believe if I have the chance to go back in the past, will I do the same to become who am I? I don't know. I guess I can only say if whatever I have done bring me to who am I today.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's it. I mean, I sort of think that I'm still say, well, if somebody said, would you like to go back and do it again? I would probably say, yeah. Only if I could do it the same way.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
because you know we're lucky, we're in a good place.
Yeah,
you know,
and we have met the right people along the way.
Exactly, without a doubt. And the Jeff is Quintero. We could chat for hours, couldn't we? Really?
Yes, I
can. Did you bring your bench with you? We can sit outside the building.
I will.
Absolutely fascinating, and I mean I'm really really happy for you because it's lovely to hear this kind of story. Because also, hopefully, there might be people out now at the moment that might be feeling the same way as you did when they're 18, 19, you know, years of age, looking for something to do. I know it's tough, and the temptation is always going to be there. Like you said, you had to find that alternative way of making a living, and I think that applies to so many, especially in the times we're in today. We're not in a good place. But it's worked out for you, and I think your story is an inspiration to a lot of people. To become a worldwide accepted artist, I mean, your work is in private collections, it's in museums, it's, you know, even in Verona.
Yeah, amazingly. You know, one of the things that it helps me a lot, and I think it will help, it can help anybody, is that you develop tools to understand yourself a bit better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and for me this is essential.
It's great. We've got to go.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
And you said you're going to be hanging around in Panama for about 5 years.
yes.
So do make sure you keep in touch. Come back and chat to us anytime.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Jarvis Quintero, our guest with us this morning. Big, big thanks to him. Time for me to shoot off. Really, really interesting to chat with Jarvis. And don't forget, we'll have information on our website as well. And do pop along. Don't forget, the Mac Museum is always doing great things there as well. This is an example of it. So anyway, thanks to Jarvis, and also thanks going out this morning to Ingrid, our outdoor reporter, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all our social media, etc., etc. Big thanks to her. Big thanks to our co-producer, Neil. Boys and girls, a group of Grada, keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the show. Back with you same time tomorrow, 7 in the morning. Whatever it is you're doing between now and then, we'll do it carefully. Why? Well, tomorrow I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby.